This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The idea of mergers and acquisitions, the buying and combining of companies, and sometimes the breaking up of those companies later on, isn't new at all. But over the past couple of decades, M&A, those big deals that can shake entire industries, has become an enormous business in and of itself. John Weir Close is the author of a new book on the topic called A Giant Cow Tipping by Savages, The Boom, Bust, and Boom Culture of M&A. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Lest people think that mergers and acquisitions are boring, dull, and deadly dry Wall Street stuff, I want you to tell us the story of Cornelius Vanderbilt and the New York and Erie Railroad.
He's an example of early M&A that almost turned into an American Civil War in New York. He wanted the entire railroad stretching from Grand Central to the Erie Canal. And he fought a group called the Erie Gang.
And when you say fought, you mean fought.
Well, I don't think too many shots were fired, but,
but
money was stolen.
But there were clubs and, you know, stuff.
There were clubs. There were private militias. There were bribed legislators. There were judges suborned. And eventually, Mr. Vanderbilt gave up, and he lost $1 million in the process.
All for control of a company.
That's right. I think early M&A spread almost an infection into modern Wall Street. M&A itself now, I think, is much more sober business, and the people doing it are much more sober than they were.
Literally, actually.
Literally, yeah. Yes. But I think that the financial crisis is a direct descendant of the 1980s. There's a direct link between investment bankers urging their clients to buy more and bid more to investment bankers selling subprime mortgages that brought us to where we are today.
Was there one deal, is there one deal that you can trace the beginning of modern mergers and acquisitions to?
Well, I think there are two. One is the takeover of Revlon by Ron Perlman.
Mm-hmm.
They made ruthless fun of him, the board of directors of the company. They just assumed with his small company called Pantry Pride, he would never be able to take it over. They called him Ron Perelman, and they called his company Panty Pride. But he did it. And the second one is TWA happened in 1985, before much of M&A law had coalesced. Carl Icahn took it over.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Where did you get this title, A Giant Cow Tipping by Savages? It's catchy. I'll give you that.
That is what Ted Turner said about the merger of AOL and Time Warner. I like the title because it also conveys the image of a contented corporate America surrounded by its high fence, not letting any other people in, and happily grazing. And then the so-called savages changed the world.
John Weir Close, his book on mergers and acquisitions is called A Giant Cow Tipping by Savages. Might be the best book title I've ever read on this radio show, by the way. John, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.